Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 24th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, to the border. The Biden administration is struggling to deal with thousands of Haitian immigrants now that are waiting below a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Now, that group has come up from Central and South America, where they were repatriated from Haiti months ago. 26 governors from red states are now demanding a meeting with President Biden to discuss the humanitarian disaster, which it is. And you have 2 million migrants already in this country this fiscal year alone. So this is a colossal problem the Biden administration doesn't seem to be able to solve. A new poll from Gallup says Mr. Biden's approval rating is evaporating. 43% now give the president a thumbs up. 53% disapprove. The president also delivering his first address to the UN this week, where he is promising hundreds of billions of American dollars to the third world to help those countries fight climate change. Finally, more mixed news on COVID. The country's children now comprise a quarter of new infections here in America. The number of deaths related to COVID now surpassing fatalities from the Spanish flu more than a century ago. As of today, 680,000 Americans have died from COVID, compared to 675 who perished between 1918 and 20. Interesting fact, one of those who did die from the Spanish flu was Donald Trump's grandfather. Back then, the U.S. population was 100 million. Today, it's 330 million. That makes our COVID death rate 1 in 500 as opposed to 1 in 150 for the Spanish flu. But remember, there was no good medical care back then. Some good news, however, for folks who want to go overseas, the White House will remove most restrictions for international travel by November. Tourists will be required to show proof of vax and a negative COVID test within 3 days of departure. Unvaccinated Americans must show negative tests when leaving and returning to the USA. In a moment, listeners, sound off. Always fun. Right back with that. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. If you would like to participate, you can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine, as Donald Fulton from Mesquite, Nevada wants to do. Since President Biden is stating the U.S. is going to purchase 500 million doses of COVID vax to donate to other countries, and we know the costs are borne by taxpayers, can we get a tax deduction? Donald, I know you're being facetious, but this is an important deal, and I think Mr. Biden, one of the few times, is correct. We should send as much vax as we can to overseas countries. Why? Because America is a noble nation. That's why. That's what traditional Americans believe. The far left and the progressives do not believe that. But if we can save lives through taxpayer dollars, because they do pay the pharmaceutical companies for the vaccine, we pay for it. It's not free, even though we get the shots free. Okay, if we can send that vax at our expense to other people to save lives? That's noble. Randy McCoy, Arlington, Texas. Bill, at present, it appears anti-vaxxers are synonymous with Republicans. My concern is, will this hurt the GOP in the midterm elections next year? It's a good question, Randy. First of all, anti-vaxxers come in a number of groups, but the corrupt, dishonest corporate media does not report that. So the last stat I have is that African Americans are only 30% vaccinated as a group. That is troubling. Now, there are right-wing people who do not trust the government, even though President Trump came up with the vax. There are very conservative people who will not be vaccinated. And that is what the media concentrates on. So to your question, will it hurt the GOP? I don't really think so. By that time, let's see, it's 14 months until the midterm elections. I think COVID's going to be under control. At least I pray that's the situation. William Valls, Russell Springs, Kentucky. O'Reilly, how has COVID affected the homeless community? You would think they would be wiped out. That is not categorized. See, if you have COVID and you go to a hospital or an emergency room, as the homeless would do, they don't put down you're homeless. So you would assume that people living in close quarters on the street would have a higher rate of COVID. And I believe they do, but we can't prove that. Thomas O'Lear, Gettysville, Michigan. I disagree with you, O'Reilly, about the job of the Pope. His job is to protect the teaching of the church and feed the poor in spirit. Well, I don't think so. And I've been a Catholic a long time, Thomas. The Pope's main job is to help, directly help, the poor and disenfranchised on this earth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. At least 42 million people in the USA have contracted COVID since the outbreak began in March 2020. 42 million. While vaccinations are protecting many, the Delta variant is spreading the disease once again, even to some of the vaxxed, and especially to children. Kids now represent a quarter of new cases. To date, no vaccines are available for anyone under the age of 12, but they are coming. The issue has sparked a nationwide discussion over mask mandates in public schools. Here's how the states are stacking up this fall. In total, 15 states are now requiring face coverings for all teachers, students, and staffers. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia, New York, Oregon, Massachusetts, and Washington State. In New Mexico, masks are required only for unvaccinated students and teachers. Eight other states forbid schools from imposing any mandate at all, leaving the decision to parents. Those states are Arizona, Arkansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. So you can see we are a divided country on COVID. In Florida, Governor DeSantis's executive order has not stopped the biggest cities in the state from imposing their own mandates. Face coverings are now required in Fort Lauderdale, Miami-Dade, and Tampa. Another debate raging among teachers is vaccine mandates. In Oregon, all educators must be vaxxed by October 18th or submit to constant testing. Many of the nation's largest districts are also ordering the vax, including New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, and St. Louis. Teachers there can only opt out for pre-approved medical reasons and religious beliefs. At least 72% of the 75,000 public school teachers in New York City have gotten at least one dose as of today. And here's something else you might not know. The vaccine mandate will become a major issue this fall when the FDA likely approves a Pfizer medication for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. There are currently 9 mandatory vaccines for all school children in the USA, including polio, chickenpox, the measles, and hepatitis B. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.